Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Anchorage Community Theater's production of Charlie's Aunt.
And here to talk about it, we have Linda Benson and Carl Bright to talk about it. Linda, you're the director.
Yes.
And Carl, you're an actor.
A humble actor.
We only laugh because Carl is not humble.
We're only laughing because that's an oxymoron, humble actor.
Humble actor, yes.
No, I have every bit of ego I need to get on that stage.
And you need some ego to be in this show, don't you? Tell us about the show, Carl.
The show is ridiculous. It's an over 100-year-old farce called, we call it Charlie's Aunt. We go with the very British, hilarious aunt. It's just a classic farce. Two college buddies are trying to get the girls of their dreams. In order to do it, they get into increasingly wacky shenanigans until it all probably falls apart on them. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you how it ends. Come see it.
Well, I've seen it several times, and I'm not going to tell you how it ends either.
I'm not going to tell how it ends either. So, Linda, tell us how the play ends.
I will not tell you how the play ends.
Well, there is a setup in the play, though, that
yes.
we can talk about that without necessarily spoiling the play. So, Linda, tell us about who is Charlie's aunt or aunt? Who is Charlie's aunt?
Charlie's real aunt is a very wealthy woman, a widow who has been helping Charlie financially. When she can't come to the boy's rescue, they invent another woman. That woman is a friend of theirs, whom they dress to look the part. And from that comes all of the, we hope, hilarity that follows.
There really is no hoping about it. It is ridiculous. The gentleman's name in drag is Aaron Bell, and he is beautifully dressed like an old woman. It is my favorite part of the show.
And this is a very funny show.
It really is. It's had, as Carl said, over 100 years of being done. So there must be something good about it, and it's funny.
Yes, and even if you've seen it several times before, as I have, you still laugh.
Yeah.
And I suppose I've seen the show. It's been years since I've seen it. But what's so funny, I think, about the play is, of course, there's that traditional idea of a man playing a woman in drag, and everybody in the audience knows it, but half the people on stage know it, but the other half don't know it. So you get that comedy coming from those who are trying to hide the fact that this person is in drag, and also the person who you're saying, I don't know this actor, but I'm assuming they've made him look not attractive. Is that right?
Well, how do I answer that question?
Well, the problem is Aaron's a nice-looking young chap, but it keeps referring to him as not good-looking. I don't quite know how to ugly him up for this.
Well, he's a charming young man. I don't know if he has quite what it takes to pull off a beautiful old lady, but we do our darndest.
So, Carl, you play Jack in the play. So, and there's a love story between you and, well, not with you and your friend and these two young women as well. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's how this all gets started. So it all starts out. Two young ladies are going to be leaving the country, and two fellas are, of course, madly in love with them, and are trying to find a way to tell them and to ask for their hands in marriage. But they're going to be leaving so soon, the only opportunity they have is to invite them to a luncheon to meet Charlie's aunt, who he's going to be meeting for the first time. And so, and then as Linda says, that falls through, and then they get more and more desperate. And then as it goes on and things start to unravel, they get more and more frantic trying to make this plan pan out. And it's just beautiful to watch these characters just desperately keep trying to hang on to this idea. And all because you couldn't see a young lady alone, unescorted, in a room back in the day. All this could have been avoided, but no.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guests, Linda Benson and Carl Bright, talking about ACT's production of Charlie's Aunt.
Or Charlie's aunt, as we've been corrected to say. And Linda, you're the director of the show. And I say director, but you're co-directing in a way because your son, Nate Benson, is also helping out with some of the directing duties with this show. So I'm curious. We all know Nate's work from other shows he's done around the area, and he's a great director. Some of his plays have been hilariously funny. What's it like working with another director? And more specifically, what's it like working with your son?
Well, I think ACT really wanted Nate for this show, but they didn't get him. So they got me instead, with the understanding that I would bring Nate in to help with some of the farce, because quite frankly, I'm no good at that. So we got the rough stuff done, and then Nate came in and tightened it up. Now, he was always very good about saying, "Now, Mother, is this all right, what I'm going to say?" There was only once I had to grit my teeth and say yes. But most of the time, I had brought him in for that reason. And Carl and a couple of the other cast members are good at stage combat and all that physical stuff. So between the actors and Nate, they could tighten things up and work things out a little better. So I hope it's more pleasing for the audience.
That sounds like a wonderful sort of partnership.
And Carl, what's it like to work with two directors? Although, as Linda says, it's sort of not like tag team directing, but what was it like working with two directors?
It's fantastic. I've worked with Nate Benson before in this style. We did Lend Me a Tenor together a couple years ago back at ACT. So I certainly was excited to know that he was going to be coming on board. Certainly, he has an absolute sense of this style, and it's awesome. I'm Linda Benson's number one fan in town. So yeah, roll your eyes if you like. I am.
I don't know.
You have a lot of people in front of you.
We have a lot. I know it. I know how beloved she is. I do. What it came to be is Linda started us off and got her blocking down and certainly showed us the way on how to be funny and got things together. And then Nate came in and tightened some things up and said, you've punched him in the face like 5 times now. Is there any other way we can abuse him? And that's where Nate shines. He really knows how to abuse his actors in a hilarious way.
We've seen, I saw Lend Me a Tenor, many people saw that. And yes, he knows how to abuse his actors. you mentioned this play. You're doing it in the period of the time period.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not? Well, tell us about that, Linda. Tell us.
The play was written in 1892 and meant to be performed that way. I really like 1910. There's something about 1910. As I told the actors, corsets were going out of fashion. Hemlines didn't know what to do. People were still proper, but perhaps not quite as proper as they had been in the 1890s. I really like 1910. And I kept looking at this script and seeing that it's so well written that it's like Shakespeare. You can take it and stick it some other place. Not now, because we would think nothing now of a man and a woman being alone in a room together. But you could still get by with it in 1910. So I changed it. Oh, and the costumer was delighted that I had, by the way.
That's good.
Well, what specifically are you talking about, say, with the costumes that are changing? The hemlines, the corsets, mm-hmm. are those things you're talking about with the costume changes?
Well, some people wore their skirts to the floor. Some began to daringly show an ankle. Some riding pants were being shown. That kind of thing, where it fluctuated. And hairstyles were, yes, pinned up, but some curls hanging down. It was beginning to be a freer time than it had been before, yeah.
But still, women weren't allowed in the...
Oh, yes,
in the
still
same.
It was... Yes.
Room with men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Linda told us that we'd be shifting the time period slightly, and my only concern was, do I still get to look very nice and dapper in a suit? She said, yes. I said, good. That was my only concern.
As it should be. How do you look on stage?
Pretty. I am a pretty princess.
And humble as well, as we found out at the top of the show.
It's not true.
So, how do you like playing this part?
I love playing this part. When ACT announced mm-hmm. their season, I borrowed the scripts from them and read them and read this show and loved it, and loved the character of Jack. And I will give you a little bit of a humbling mm-hmm. secret of the pros here. This is the first time in my life that I've actually had to dye my hair for a role. I'm 29, listening audience, but I've been going gray since 16, and it's been it was quite apparent. And so I just had to take a moment and go, you know, I just don't look like a college student.
Well, thank you both for coming. We've run out of time, but I'm hoping very much to see this play again.
We hope you do.
Thank you, Carl Bright, and thank you, Linda Benson, for showing up today to talk about Anchorage Community Theater's production of Charlie's Aunt.
Well, thanks very much for having us.
Thank you.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. Out in Eagle River at the Alaska Fine Arts Academy, there are holding auditions for Fun with Disney tomorrow from 2 to 5 for all ages 5 to 95. Please prepare a song to sing. For tickets and information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
Alaska Theater of Youth is offering several classes and various acting styles beginning tomorrow. For information, call 338-4901 or go to admin@alaskatheaterofyouth.org.
Cyrano's production of The Syringa Tree by Pamela Gein runs through February 2nd, and it is amazing. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Anchorage Opera's production of The Marriage Contract by Rossini runs tonight through February the 2nd at Grant Hall on the campus of APU. Performances are at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday. Then coming up on March 12th and 16th, Die Winterweiser will be shown at the Wilde Marston Library with performances on Wednesday through Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 4. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
There will be a dramedy workshop for children aged 10 to 15 at the Alaska Club West, 1400 West Northern Lights, from 2 to 3:30 tomorrow, taught by Kelly Lee Williams. Call 433-9314 to register.
Gravidity by Ashley Rose Wellman is being produced by Theater on the Rocks at the Harper Black Box Studio on the campus of UAA Fine Arts Building through this weekend, with Friday and Saturday performances at 8 p.m. and Sunday performances at 3 o'clock. This is the first fully staged production of Gravidity ever to be produced.
At Anchorage Community Theater, you can see Charlie's Aunt by Brandon Thomas, beginning January 24th through February 16th. For tickets and information, go to actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.